T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, indeed! The impossible has become possible, Dustin Fox!
Adam?
Here he is! Odell Beckham Jr. is a Brown!
The one move that we said would change this offseason, that would take the Browns from a contender, a potential contender, to a potential division winner. Playoffs.
Playoffs, baby.
Playoffs.
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 They're the third favorite in the AFC.
Dude.
They got the fifth. They're tied with the Packers for fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl.
They went from 25-1 to 14-1 in a matter of minutes.
Don't listen to nobodies and no things who know nothing. Don't listen to Chris Rose coming on here and tell you wide receivers can't win. Don't fall for tired narratives. Don't listen to anybody from New York who didn't care about, said this was a joke for 2 weeks, and now Odell Beckham sucks. Bleep them all.
Adam.
Yes.
We're back.
Yes.
We're back.
We were never there.
No, but we're back.
We're just here for the first time. The Browns are good. They can win the Super Bowl this year. This is not a pipe dream.
They absolutely can't.
This is not Hiram from Cleveland saying the Browns are going to win 10 games when we all know they're going to win 3. The Browns can really win the Super Bowl this year. Really. Bet the money. Do whatever the hell you got to do.
Adam, I'm so excited. I about lost my mind last night. I really felt strongly about it. When I got that text at about 5 o'clock, remember we teased it at 5:20? Yeah.
But we were making that up, Dustin. We were making it all up.
I wasn't making nothing up. I was not saying it was a done deal, but it was like the text I got was, this is, I think, really happening.
That's right.
And, you know.
And here it is.
Here it is.
You were on
man. 2 hours later, done deal. Odell Beckham to the Browns for a first-round pick, a third-round pick, and Jabril Peppers.
It's actually one. It's going to be one trade.
Yeah. You suggested that.
Yeah. The Browns lost that draft pick swap as well from the first trade. So there you go. Think about it. Let me debunk this ridiculous narrative about wide receivers. You know why a lot of good teams that have won don't have high-paid wide receivers? Because you usually can't afford to pay a wide receiver a ton if you're a really good team. Because you got to spend money on corner. Browns got good corners cheap. You got to spend money on left tackle. That's Browns right. got a solid left tackle cheap. Got to spend money on quarterback. Browns have a quarterback cheap. Got to spend money on a premier pass rusher. Browns premier pass rusher is cheap.
Yep.
The Browns are paying nothing to two elite running backs. So you can afford to spend more. What if DeAndre Hopkins was on the Patriots? They would have lost the Super Bowl last year. How dumb is that?
Pretty dumb.
This is a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Dustin, you and I have been beating this drum for 2 weeks.
And people were like mad at us.
Man.
Stop talking about it. It's a pipe dream. You guys are making this up.
We made nothing up.
Make up these.
Made nothing up. You had real sources. We had real information. We weren't sure it was going to happen. But here it is. And we're taking a gosh darn victory lap with all of you.
Oh, I'm taking a victory lap
all day long.
To the freaking playoffs. I might swear in the air today. I'm so loosey-goosey right now. I'm so excited.
I like that, Dave. Everybody should be celebrating.
Look, man, I know it's early, but Adam, how is anybody going to stop this offense? Tell me how.
Can't.
Tell me how. You're going to double team Beckham? Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Can't.
Good luck.
15 months ago, Isaiah Crowell was the Browns' most productive player. He couldn't make this roster. He couldn't make the roster.
Be the fourth string running back.
He'd be out. He'd be cut.
He'd be the fourth string running back.
2 years ago, Duke Johnson led the Browns in receiving yards. I say again, Duke Johnson led the Browns in receiving yards 2 years ago. Not five, not eight, two. Some people care about Kyler Murray today in the draft. I don't.
Bad timing.
Remember when the draft mattered in Cleveland? It doesn't. I'm exaggerating a little, but it basically doesn't. Are the Browns counting on any rookies this year? No.
Do I even have to work the draft now? Do I have to work draft?
Don't bother. You're out.
Can I get out? You don't need me.
We don't need you.
You don't need me.
This is what it's all about.
My goodness.
Great quarterback, check. Two great receivers, check. Two great running backs, check. Good tight end, check. Good offensive line, check. Good defensive line, check. Two good linebackers, check. Two good corners, check. One good safety, check. Don't have much to get. We shouldn't blow out our voice in the entire first segment.
I know. In all seriousness, if you're in this division, and you're a member or a coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, and Cincinnati Bengals, you're shaking in your boots.
No doubt.
You're shaking in your boots.
Browns are the best team on paper, and gosh darn it, I think I can make a strong argument. I'm ready to blow your mind right now, Dustin.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I can make a very strong argument that the Browns have the most talented roster in the entire AFC.
They're the third best
odds. I didn't say they're the best team yet.
They have the third best odds to win the division.
Yes.
Or just to win the conference. To win the conference.
But I think you could make a case they're more talented than the Patriots and Chiefs. Now, they're less proven, obviously, as well as other teams. Browns haven't proven anything yet. We're talking on paper. You know what? All we got to paper until training camp. So we're going to have fun with paper for the next few months.
Oh, yeah.
On paper, good luck stopping this team. You just made everybody better. You added one of the premier wide receiving talents, and to pair up Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham together, Dustin, Jarvis Landry was solid last year. He was solid. Good receiver. Now he goes back and plays his natural position.
Look,
now you put him in the slot where he's more comfortable, and he's going to thrive. Beckham's going to be a star. Yeah, you might have injuries. You might have this. Who knows? Anybody can have these things. I'm not worried about it. Celebrate, have fun, be excited. You all deserve it. I said to I'll be honest with you. I've gotten 7,000 tweets that I have not responded to one of these yet, saying, are you fully a Browns fan yet? And I said to you, and I know people make a joke about it.
I said to you before the show, I said, you're coming to the dark side.
I said this. This is my answer. I'm not going to disrespect people that have been Browns fans their whole lives and pretend I'm a Browns fan. Technically, letter of the word. But I am rooting for the Browns to win every game this year. I want them to win the Super Bowl.
Even against Cincy?
I will root for them to beat the Bengals, yes. I said...
Breaking news?
Not that that's...
You're going to root for the Browns
yes.
to beat the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes. And I said to my...
Say what your son said.
I said to my son last night... I said, buddy, we got to root for the Browns this year. And he's like, okay, daddy.
Folks, Bull said to me before the show, he's going to get his son Aaron an Odell Beckham jersey.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
You're not a jersey guy.
No, not really. He only has one jersey.
He's about to have
Chris
two.
Chris Bryant, that's it.
About to have two.
I'm going to get it for him. I might get myself one, too. I don't know. I'm pretty excited.
It stinks that the Browns can't change uniforms this year.
Oh, man. The color rushes.
But I'll say this.
Yeah.
Three times in color rush.
Yeah.
And when the Browns are good, who cares about the uniforms?
Yeah, right.
Right.
You only care about uniforms. Like, you care about stupid things like that when your team stinks and got nothing else to talk about.
I looked at the uniforms this year and felt completely different than I felt the previous year when they went 0-16. Because those were the 0-16 uniforms. Now you've got Odell Beckham looking all sweet with his blonde hair dangling out the back of his helmet.
Yeah.
And Jarvis Landry and... Forgot about Kareem Hunt. He might play too.
I mean,
who are you going to stop? How in the world is anybody going to stop the Browns?
They have four skill position players.
I'm not trying to get ahead of myself here.
Get ahead of yourself. Get way ahead of yourself. Go crazy.
I mean, this is, folks, the Browns have a freaking Pro Bowl roster.
I mean, they do.
On offense.
They do.
Like, if put them in Miami or Orlando. This is a Pro Bowl offense.
Odell Beckham is a top three wide receiver. Jarvis Landry's a top 20 wide receiver.
He may be a top 10 receiver with Odell.
He may be. And Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb are both, in my opinion, top 10 wide receivers, top 50, running backs, top 15 at worst. But I think I think that's silly. They're both top 10. You have four elite talents at wide receiver and running back.
Guess what?
Nobody else has that. Nobody.
Bleep you, Rashad Perriman.
See ya. Who cares?
Who the hell cares about
Couldn't
you?
Care less.
Oh, I went out of my contract now.
Enjoy Tampa Bay.
By the way, did he sign his contract? Or did he sign
with Tampa Bay?
Oh, he just signed with Tampa. Okay.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Enjoy your time in Tampa Bay there, Perriman. Have fun catching passes as watching Jameis Winston throw 13 picks a season on a good season.
Good luck. Hope you like crab legs.
Yeah. Enjoy the bad crowds, the stupid pirate ship, and five wins. Have fun, Perriman. You're a loser. We don't want you here.
Bye-bye.
I mean, if you don't want to be, I don't want to be here now because you got Odell Beckham. How about you compete?
That sounds like a bad teammate.
How about you compete? By the way, Antonio Callaway, who was okay as a rookie, pretty good, inconsistent.
Oh.
He's going to be wide open.
He's going to be wide open.
Nobody's been covering him. David Njoku?
You think Freddie Kitchens
slept? Who's covering him?
Freddie Kitchens slept last night? Or was he up, like, just diagramming new plays?
That's it. He's got a lot of pressure on him. Oh, boy.
Pressure on
Fred. He's got the pressure.
Freddie Kitchens.
He seems like a guy who's ready to handle pressure, though. He doesn't seem like that's going to affect him at all. Remember when the Browns had, like, nobody? The Browns were 0-16 15 months ago. 0-16.
We had a parade with a bunch of hearses and Browns vans and buses for an 0-16 team.
That was 14 months ago.
We had a football coach that thought he was the best coach in the world jumping in a lake.
Thank God he's not here anymore.
Oh, my God. What is he thinking?
Oh, my God. The Browns just signed a Darius Taylor. I don't know who he is, but I'm excited anyway.
Should we do a welfare check on Hugh Jackson right now?
Oh, my gosh. What is he doing?
Thinking?
He's lost his mind.
He's losing his mind right now.
He's like, man, they got to bring me back. I want a Super Bowl.
Hugh Jackson's here, baby.
He. You're doing a lot of hee-hee in this year.
Thank God you're gone.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the Browns do have a Pro Bowl roster.
Did you see?
What is the Browns' weakness right now? They need an outside linebacker.
They need a safety.
They need a safety to replace Peppers. That was the only surprise of the deal.
Derek Kinger's still a hell of a safety. So,
like, even if they don't sign anybody,
that's fine.
Even if they have two schlumps in those two spots, I'm like, all right, you have two schlumps. I got good players everywhere else.
Need a corner.
Need a corner, a safety, a linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, listen, you still have a second round pick. That should be a starter.
Still have a third round pick. But you're not relying on that.
We had two third round picks, right?
Yeah. They traded their late third.
Was that the Patriots pick?
Yes.
Shelton? Okay.
Yes. 95, 96, whatever it was.
I'm so excited.
How could you not be?
I wish I had my full voice.
Oh, man.
I would be doing a Give It To Me Again. But
we'll do something like it. We'll get there.
I'm so freaking excited.
This is... I'll be honest, I am more excited about this than I am about LeBron James coming back than I was.
How did no one
because
in New York,
I love football so much
no
more.
One in New York see this coming?
Nobody.
Me and you walked out of the show last night.
Yeah.
And we watched a clip of Kim Jones on NFL Network who works in New York, and she said,
yeah,
there's nothing going on. Gettleman says he's not trading him.
That's right.
Folks, stop believing what GMs say.
That's right. Why would he tell the truth? My boy Sean Marash in New York, I texted him. I said, Sean, you said we were all making it up. He said, Bull, nobody was even talking about it in New York. Nobody thought it was real. We thought you guys were making it up.
Oh, he ate some crow this morning.
Oh.
And last night.
I was tweeting every tweet I could find last night of people saying.
You were like freezing cold takes last night.
Everybody. Media, fans, I didn't care who it was. I was retweeting everything. I'm so happy for the fans here. This is so great for the city.
People in this town thinking that we were making it up. Stop.
Unbelievable. Why would we do it? We would look like fools if we were making it up.
You guys still just want a kicker?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got idiot beat reporters tweeting about kicker more important than Odell Beckham. That's not going to happen. Let's get a kicker.
Kicker these.
I want the kicker too. Go get Guskowski. Go get him still.
I'll take Guskowski.
Browns still have, I think, a decent amount of cap space, right? Jonathan, you know how much cap space they still have?
No, but you can do the math. If it was 70 after...
I can't do the math.
If it was 70 after the Vernon...
Don't you know this show?
Yeah, that's fair. And then you throw OBJ in the mix, about $55 million, somewhere in there.
If this is updated, I'm on the Over the Cap website. They're usually pretty good.
They still have like 50-something million.
It says the Browns still have $53 million, which is still the fourth most in the NFL. Is that possible? Or could that not include Beckham, maybe?
No, that should have it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true, right.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it doesn't include...
Because Vernon knocked off 10, and then Beckham beat
the tight end they signed this morning from the Chiefs, this linebacker, but that can't be much. They probably have about $50 million cap space, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And none of these contracts will damage them beyond 2 years. It's amazing. This is a great day. I was texting everybody. I texted our guy George from Delmonico's this morning. I texted Josh Bookman this morning.
Folks, last night, I sat down. I'm at Kingfish.
Yeah.
My favorite spot.
Yeah.
Hospitality restaurant. Shout out to George Schindler.
Yes.
My crew down at Kingfish. I sit down. I'm having a glass of wine. I order an appetizer. And I barely touched my dinner.
That was it.
My phone, I was glued to my phone for 2 hours straight.
No doubt. I walked. I did order.
As soon as the trade happened,
yeah.
I ordered a bottle of champagne.
I saw that picture.
Bottle of champagne.
Ken setting off fireworks.
Ken, you saw the video?
Yeah.
Liz put out his wife?
Yes.
Hilarious.
It was great. Everybody was having such a good time. Even Limo's been a curmudgeon about Odell Beckham, has got to be excited, is excited today. How could you not be? There were a lot of people, Dustin, that said to us they didn't want Odell Beckham traded to the Browns. I didn't see any of that last night. Did you see any of that? Did you see anybody complaining? Because, of course, you trust John Dorsey. John Dorsey is going to get himself in the Hall of Fame based on 15 months in Cleveland. That's going to be the book, 15 months in Cleveland. I mean, look at the talent makeover. Have you ever seen anything like this? A team with a talent makeover this quick. The only thing I can think of is those Cowboys teams, right? When they made the Herschel Walker trade.
That was the biggest trade probably since this trade.
Yeah. They eventually ended up with Aikman and Emmett and Michael Irvin and Novacek and all those guys. I don't think I've seen a team put it together talent-wise since that Cowboys team.
It all just fell into place.
Amazing.
Because John Dorsey had the balls to draft Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
That's why.
Here's the one thing I'll give Sashi Brown credit for. Thank God he stopped Hugh Jackson from making that A.J. McCarron deal, because those would have been two key draft picks that they wouldn't have had to use. And he did get them draft picks and cap space. But John Dorsey has put this team
Sashi
together.
Sashi Brown, a man who's got 10 degrees, made Hugh Jackson believe he didn't know how to use a fax machine. Most brilliant move ever.
Amazing. It's unreal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.